From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 28, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail, for the first time in its history, next year, the Cairo Durham annual school budget will exceed $30 million. Voters will go to the polls on May 16th to approve the $30.1 million spending plan for 2017-18, which includes a 2.57% increase in the tax levy. Under the proposal, the district will lose an elementary teacher but gain a truancy officer and music teacher. Business Administrator Jeffrey Mariello said in an email, and I quote, "The position being eliminated is an elementary teacher, which goes by seniority, so an elementary teacher with lowest seniority is being cut," end quote. The cut will translate into an increase in class size at the kindergarten level. District voters will also be asked to okay the purchase of approximately 10 acres of land off Timmerman Road in Cairo, immediately adjacent to the school, for no more than $30,000. The parcel would be used for school evacuations. The Cairo Durham Board of Education will hold its budget hearing at 7 p.m. on May the 4th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Emma G. Fitzsimmons is reporting in the New York Times that Amtrak officials confirmed on Thursday, April 27th, several tracks at New York's Pennsylvania Station will be closed this summer for major repairs. However, the railroad did not confirm the number of tracks to be closed or for how long. Amtrak's chief executive, Charles M. Moorman, said in a call with reporters, and I quote, "It is our goal to cause the least amount of disruption in that station that we can," end quote. The accelerated track replacement is expected to cost tens of millions of dollars, he said. A federal official familiar with the railroad's plans said Amtrak was trying to limit the number of closings to three or four tracks at a time. The company hopes to avoid the chaos that followed the closure of eight of the station's 21 tracks following a derailment in the station this month. Moorman and Amtrak will consult with New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Railroad before disclosing the track closings details to the public. Penn Station is North America's busiest train station and handles 600,000 passengers and 1,300 trains a day. You can read that full story in the New York Times. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Bonfiglio and Bread is leaving the high rents of Hudson's Warren Street for a larger location across the Hudson River in Athens. Loyal customers to the five-year-old bakery at 748 Warren Street can take the ferry to Athens this summer for fresh bread. The new second-floor location in Athens should open sometime in June after owners Rachel Sanzone and Gabrielle Giulamette closed the Hudson storefront on May the 7th. Sanzone said, and I quote, "It's nothing against the city. The space itself, we felt like we grew out of it," end quote. They will add an ice cream counter and a coffee counter and more food, she said, with hopes to obtain a liquor license. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Tim Martin in the Register-Star reports that several local high school baseball teams are ranked in the top 10 in the first New York State Sports Writers Association poll. Chatham is number 7 in the first New York State Sports Writers Association Class C baseball rankings of the season, and Ichabod Crane is number 2 and Hudson number 3 in the Class B baseball rankings. Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is targeting 30 so-called moderate Republican congressional representatives, including Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, who might not vote for the next version of the Republican health care plan that allows states to remove the pre-existing condition. Faso has not said how he will vote on the new bill and referred questions from the Times Union to the National Republican Campaign Committee. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Robert Downen is reporting in the Albany Times Union that the federal tax cuts proposed April 26 by President Donald Trump would cost New Yorkers a lot of money. Trump's one-sheet proposal would eliminate deductions for state and local income and property taxes for New Yorkers. The right-leaning Tax Foundation says Capital Region taxpayers saved between $2,000 and $5,000 in 2012 through these deductions. The proposal also cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15% and gives multimillionaires other tax breaks. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Jay Tokas reports in the Buffalo News that while Governor Cuomo's new budget includes free tuition for state college or university for in-state students from families earning $125,000 or less, it does not cover part-time students. Cuomo's administration said the full-time provision should push students to complete studies quickly. Others, though, disagree. Tom Hillard, senior researcher at the Center for an Urban Future, said the free tuition program, and I quote, is not doing anything for these other students who want to stay in their communities and are committed to staying in their communities because they're already working there. There's a real contradiction embedded into the Excelsior program, end quote. You can read that full story in the Buffalo News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers before 7 a.m. today. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing, with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 55. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 5:53 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:52 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 28th day of April, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.